BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo, it gets very wet today and was played by Only the Young off of last year's X Factor. It's 4 against 1, that's Chris, and features him on a spinny chair, getting spat on by all of them. I found a new website which gives the meaning of all pop songs ever, so we play a little game. And Real or No Real is with Greg James.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Scott on BBC Radio 1. Hope you're all right today. Right, Chris?
You got Mills?
Yeah, I'm good. I went to the gym without you today.
Standard. We don't really go to the gym together.
No, well, apart from what we do in the studio when we spot each other. But leg day today.
Is it?
Like you care. Then I went to see a film called Trainwreck with Amy Schumer, which is amazing.
Mm.
Really good. And here I am.
What a day. So good gains?
Good, great gains, actually. Can't you see?
Yeah, I can see,
you,
man.
You can't see my legs.
There we are.
Look at the games
on
that.
Leg day. I've got news for you, right?
Yeah.
So in the pub last night, got chatting to someone, and anyway, turns out I've got a new neighbour. They're like, you never guess who's just moved in down the road there, down the road from where I am.
From your house?
From my house.
Go on.
New neighbour.
Go on.
Right, I couldn't wait to tell you this, right? New neighbour, only moved in down the road, Taylor Swift.
What do you mean?
I knew you'd react like this.
What do you mean?
You see, you're trying to figure it out, and also you're kind of jealous.
What, Taylor Swift off of?
She's getting closer.
She's coming to find you, and that won't be pretty when she does.
Matey in the pub says,
What are you on about?
It might just be a rumour.
It is a rumour.
But apparently, I don't know if this is true, but Swifty's going to be my new neighbour.
Well, how close?
Like, relatively close.
What, she's going to be in one of those one beds, is she?
There's like a posh bit further down, like, I've got to admit, like, much further down the road.
What, down the road from your estate?
Yeah. And she's, and apparently, rumour is, she's moving in there. So here's the thing, I'm thinking of popping round.
Well, no, because, well, I wouldn't, after all the things you've said.
But she's getting closer, are you, Joe?
I don't know.
I think you are a bit, you're not looking at me anymore.
I mean, house prices will soar in that area as a result.
Do you think?
But I don't know how I feel about that.
Taylor Swift, my new neighbour. That's who I'm mixing with now.
Also, I don't think you'll be able to get anywhere near because there'd be massive gates.
But that's how I roll now, Mills. That's where I'm at.
Right. It's one of those rumours, like, you know, when we go to, say, somewhere for Radio 1's big weekend, like, for instance, Carlisle, and you'd have people going, yeah, I just saw Jay-Z in Pizza Express. It's like, well, you didn't.
So you don't think it's happening?
I'd be sceptical. I don't know. But if she is, then good for you. Put a few pennies on your house, won't it, eh?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't care anyway if Taylor Swift moves near you, because do you know who lives near me?
Who?
Yeah, stick this in your pipe. Who? TV's Emma Willis.
Oh, that is quite cool.
Thank you.
But imagine that. Me and
Simon
Pegg. It'll be like Neighbourhood Watch. All of that. It will all be on.
When was the last time you went to a Neighbourhood Watch meeting, please?
I don't know. Is Neighbourhood Watch a who?
No. I think it's still on. But I think it's for the well, the old lady near me is very keen on me going to the meetings, but I just don't have time.
I also, I'm not 100% sure that the guy down the pub isn't making this up.
No.
But
was he drunk?
He seemed convinced.
Right. And it was someone you've never met before telling you that Taylor Swift was going to move to the area.
I've never met him before, but
he's chatting.
I know his brother.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Is it Corner Man?
It's not Corner Man. Corner Man's not friends with Taylor Swift. That would be awesome.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Until she moves to the area. Today, at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo, we've got Only the Young from last year's X Factor. I believe that was a year ago.
Wow.
They've actually been in before to play Innuendo Bingo. And yesterday we said that we were going to lie you all on the floor with your heads touching and spit up. And of course the water would go up and then land on you. The Programme Prevention Department have been on saying that we can't do that. The health and safety police, apparently it's dangerous. So that's fine. Because I don't want anything to be dangerous.
No.
For only the young. So we've got another idea.
Hang on, why have they never stepped in when you've made me do that before with yoghurt?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Probably because you're a bit more disposable than them.
Right.
But we've got a new idea involving a spinny chair. And that's going to be at 1:45. A spinny chair with you on it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just seen a report that Taylor Swift's moving to Scotland. Cos Calvin.
Oh, really?
So you might be wrong. I'll tell you who else is moving in down the road from where Taylor Swift's rumoured to be moving into. Your other new neighbour, George Clooney.
No way.
That's happening.
Ha!
Because someone's just told us the actual area that you mentioned off air.
Right.
And it's the same. All the famouses.
I mean, I say my neighbour. I mean, it is...
It's quite maybe 10 miles away. But,
yeah. You know, not so far that I couldn't get to it.
Oh, you can get there in 20 minutes, probably.
Do you know
what
I mean? I could conceivably go round pretending to be the pizza guy or something.
Yeah, and then be tasered and taken away.
She doesn't have that power, does she? Could she do that if she wanted?
If you get on her property, if you get on her land,
no
then, yeah,
way.
Absolutely. She'll come out and taser you herself.
It's worth testing. No, maybe not. Actually, no, that's a terrible
taser
thing.
Taser Swift? No. Coming up at 1:45, it's Innuendo Bingo with Only the Young. And we've got a spinny chair and they're going to take in turns on you.
I don't understand this. Are you going to treat me like a doner kebab?
I'm not shaving you.
No, I don't mean shave me. I mean sort of slowly rotate. Like, why the spinny chair? I don't understand that element of it.
You're going to be slowly rotated like that meat that goes round and round all day and then you finally eat at 3 a.m.
You can do me like a Chinese buffet.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're lining up Only the Young for Innuendo Bingo at 1:45, and Chris is going to be a kebab in the middle.
Right,
just so slowly rotating.
So talk me through this then. So imagine we're going to be playing the innuendos, then is it like spin the bottle? Do you spin me once and then whoever I land on, or is it just a constant
rotation? I quite
rotation?
Like that. Like Wheel of Fortune. Where you just spin it and then see where it lands.
Okay.
And then that member of Only the Young spits on you.
So what do you mean? Before every bingo we do one of those?
Yeah, I think so. Also, talking of hooing, I'm being rigorously hooed all over the shop at the moment, mostly on Twitter, because every time someone hears the Radio 1 Summer Mix trail where I say, wind down the window, then they all text in to me and tweet in, because, of course, most cars now do have automatic windows and the winding handle for the windows of the car is off the 90s.
That's going to bug me now.
Because they made me say it. I don't have, for things like that, I don't have a choice. So if they want me to say wind down the windows, I will say wind down the windows.
Go and open the window, Gary. That would have been a good one. If we'd got that on, that would have been, that needed to happen really, didn't it?
Go and open the window, Gary, and turn it up. That should have been on the summer
should have
mix.
Been on.
Rather than wind down the windows. So thanks for whoever wrote that in the script.
Yeah, no, you deserve to be hooed for that.
I do actually, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Only the Young. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You alright?
Good, yes. Thank you.
Good to see you again and good to have you back on for the Innuendo Bingos.
Yeah, yeah.
Lads
thank you
and ladies.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Now, all the fans outside today. Loving your work, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so
they're good
cute.
Fans, aren't they?
Is it the same people who turn up? Is there like a hardcore group of people that are always there wherever you are?
There isn't. Like, there's like the same kind of like little group of like 10 and everything that come. But we always like meet new ones, you know. Hmm. They come along and like obviously we're in London, so there's a lot of people in London that want to see us.
Yeah, it's really good actually. We've been able to get the crash barriers out. Then you know you're
on. And that's an interesting one because sometimes those crash barriers go out and there are not many people outside.
and we can't say for who, but for some people...
You imagine there's loads of barriers on one person.
Well, that's happened.
I'm a violent person. I tell you.
That's happened. And also, sometimes, it's really bad, but sometimes the crash barriers aren't even required.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Hopefully they are in this case, though.
Well, they are. Yeah. Of course. You've got to keep them back. Otherwise, they'll be clawing at you like... I'll tell you what also you should do. We mentioned this on the show earlier this week. Do you know Taylor Swift has... This is a good one for the fans. She carries spare birthday cards in her handbag. So if someone, if one of the fans shouts out, Taylor, it's my birthday, she's like, well, hang on a minute, let me just pop in here.
Everyone's just going to pretend it's their birthday, though.
We should just carry birthday cakes or something, and then we can like, see them happy birthday.
Mm. If I ever meet Taylor, I'm going to pretend it's my birthday.
Yeah. She'll have a card. She'll have a card.
Let's do that. I'm game for that.
Obviously, X Factor is starting up again soon with our Grimmy on it.
Yeah.
Should be good. And Rita, who I know you love.
Yeah. She's awesome.
So I'm looking forward to it. Are you going to be, when you're watching it this year, are you going to be feeling a bit left out.
Yeah, I feel like we will.
Yeah, it's totally. It's going to be a weird one because we've spent like the whole year watching ourselves back and like being really involved in the X Factor, and then suddenly like you're out in the big world, and then those kind of people are in the bubble. So yeah, it's going to be strange. But we want to watch it.
Yeah, you've got to watch it. But also, there is a bit of FOMO of like, oh, that was me.
Yeah, totally. A bit of jealousy.
But then also, is there not a chance that you come back and perform at it? That's the one, isn't it?
That's the one. Yeah.
Get a good word in with Grimmy, and hopefully,
yeah.
I'll text him now.
Yeah. You should totally be our friends here,
because it must be his decision, right?
Yeah, exactly. Totally. No one else is. Not Simon or anything.
He's a powerful man, is Grimmy.
Only the young.
Or even better gig than that, judges' houses.
Oh, and you'd be the wicked.
That's the one. So then you're the mentor special guest at judges.
Yes. We'll just do it all.
Then you get a free holiday.
You do.
True.
You get to go to wherever the judges have a house. Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
It's not. Well, it was amazing, obviously, but we got
there. Where did you go?
Bermuda.
For a day?
Yeah, no, well, it was two nights, wasn't it? But it was literally like we got there, we would film, and that was it. Like,
they pretended that we had loads of fun in the sea and all that.
It was funny.
It was about 4 seconds.
It was funny because they were like, "Can you guys go and jump in the sea?" And we're like, "Yeah, no worries." She went down, was playing like frolicking in the sea for like 5-10 minutes, and then they're like, "Right, you've got 10 minutes, and then we need to do some more filming. You need to go get dry." And we were like, "Okay." So we had to like spend like 10 minutes walking up to the hotel. They're like, "You got to go." So we was all like soaking wet.
Scott, there's bigger news.
Go on.
The X Factor voiceover guy's left.
I know.
And there's a replacement in order.
Is it your man?
Rachel Adedeji!
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for the round of applause, guys.
I thought you could maybe get your shouty man to do
it. He could totally do it. I think there's been a poll online and stuff, and he's like favourite to do it and stuff. It's incredible.
Is he here again today?
Yeah, he's outside. He's right there.
There he is. Look at his smiley face.
Are you not concerned that you've always been followed around by a man who's shouting at you?
I'm more concerned of the fact that we pay him to follow us around.
He's our tour manager. He ended up getting a job out of shouting really loudly.
That's so amazing.
He was like, yeah, you can just tour manage us.
Do you know, I did the Strictly Come Dancing tour in January, and when they do a thing every night where someone wins every night, and you can vote in the arena.
Okay.
And while it was being announced, it was like, and the winner is dun 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 dun. Someone in the audience shouted out, "Only the young!"
No way, that's amazing.
Yeah. I heard it at Wimbledon.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Yeah.
Was it David Beckham when he caught that ball?
Possibly.
That was cool.
It probably was just Shouty Man.
It probably was.
My only worry, right, is obviously you're going to have a fabulous career. It's all going to be fine. Then you're going to, right, maybe, we're talking like a long time, like 15 years. You're going to be on the big reunion. You're still going to be called Only the Young.
I know. It's
only married with two kids.
Yeah. We'll be sponsored by an anti-wrinkle cream, so it'll be fine. It'll work out.
You'll look fabulous.
We're just going to make sure that we keep topping up on Botox, and then we'll be fine.
Only the midlife crisis.
Okay, we're going to play the track, I Do, and then we're going to, it's a different way of doing bingo today, because we're going to sit Chris on this quite spinny chair, and you're going to take it in turns on him.
It's a bit like a doner kebab.
That's a doner kebab.
You are now a doner kebab.
Just slowly turning around. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. God, you got fans all around the world. There's people in Portugal, there's people in Spain, people in America.
There's a girl outside that came from Czech Republic.
Love that.
That's pretty cool.
They are all outside and very excited. That was I Do, Only the Young, and around the world on Twitter. Hello, if you're listening.
Hello.
You can watch as well, because we're about to play Inuna Bingo with all of Only the Young. This looks quite weird, actually. I urge you to watch this on your phone or your tablet or your laptop, because Chris is kind of in the middle of all of Only the Young. And what we're going to do is each time we're going to spin his chair, and wherever it lands, that person will then deliver the spit. Well, you can all just go for it.
Yeah,
anyway.
He's not just going to be that person.
I think everyone should go. Everyone should go for it. But whatever, Chris is going to get it from all directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to play?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is good last time. Let's do it again.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And we welcome back Only the Young to Innuendo Bingo. Watch it now. Let me know if you're watching. It's on the Radio 1 website. You can watch it all live, or we'll get a video for you later on the iPlayers and the YouTubes. Okay, so Chris is on a quite spinny chair in between Only the Young, and they're going to spin the chair before every clip and see where it lands. Chris, this could be your wettest one yet, I think. Got four band members there, all ready and waiting.
This is a high.
Look at him spin. Look at him go. Spin him.
Bit dizzy.
Okay, stop.
Dizzy.
Okay. The key here, guys, is obviously there's a no hands rule. If the water's going to come out, make sure it goes out on Chris, and Chris vice versa. And also, please don't swear, even though the water's very cold. We've had that before on Tuesday. And also, fill your mouths, okay? I don't want little sips here. I want gulps of water, and then hold it in there until you hear the innuendo bingo. Only the young. Spin Chris's chair.
Oh, we're off again.
Spin it. Spin it.
There we go.
And as we're doing that, right. let's see where he stops. Let's cross over to the Archers on BBC Radio 4. Make sure you've all got your water. Kenton does not want to go...
you're on.
Kenton does not want to go to this party at all. I don't know why, because I think he's going to have a lot of fun.
Why does it feel like I'm on a three-line whip just to go to a party?
It's not that bad, is it?
And Jolene's on my back too.
Oh. Then just think how many women you'd be making happy if you came.
Yep. No hands, please. Thank you to Philippa for spotting that one.
Just think how many women you'd be making happy if you came.
Okay, more water, please. Who got it worse, then?
Who got it worse, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Betsy did.
Betsy did.
There we go, and release.
Right. Betsy, don't sleep in the middle of your lap.
Right, stop the chair. Over to BBC One, and it's daytime soap doctors. This lady is in the surgery, and she's explaining to the doctor why she's leaving her husband. Now, I think that I would walk out too if he did this.
I just had enough.
But what exactly did he do?
He put his dirty paintbrush in my washing up bowl.
I don't know my top!
Oh, it's gone down your top. I'm sorry.
I'm wearing little trousers, it's fine.
Oh.
It's not. It's gone through my little trousers.
I can't believe that he did that.
Put his dirty paintbrush in my washing up bowl.
Rick in Stoke-on-Trent emailed that one in. Outrageous.
Right on, Ricky.
Thanks, Rick.
Spin.
All right, and now spin the chair.
It's quite a hard chair to spin, you know.
I only chuckled when I spat water directly up my nose. Yeah, really don't feel great.
You feel like you've been swimming?
Yeah. I have to hold my nose when I swim.
Alistair is listening at work in Windsor, loving the bingo with Only the Young. Watch it online. Adam Welsh says, I'm watching live in Newcastle, loving it already. Okay, more water, please. Now we're going to Steve Backshall, who was on Tuesday's In Your Bingo. This is one of our favourite clips. Mm-hmm. Now, the technology on his shows just keeps getting better and better.
Modern cameras are so small, so rugged, so tough, that they can be fixed pretty much anywhere. Onto a plane, a train, a bike, a kayak, even onto my helmet.
That was a radio one.
They can literally put the cameras everywhere.
Even onto my helmet.
Thank you, Steve. That was a good one,
that. Presents Deadly 60.
That's him, yeah.
That's a great program.
Did you know that?
He's a legend, isn't he?
That was a really good one. Yeah, it was a good one.
I
think that's my favourite.
And now, right, Chris, spin the chair. Now we're going over to...
Oh, this way.
We're going over to Dan Snow's History of Railways. You know how they sometimes trail ahead to next week's show, so you want to watch it, it makes you want to watch. Now, I'm not really that into trains, but Dan, with this comment, really made me want to tune in. Water, please. Lots of water.
That'll change.
And here we go.
How new frontiers were opened up at home and abroad. And how the railway's finest hour would come in the face.
Why do you sound so happy with yourself?
He's a really good
host. Oh, hang on. I think I stopped that one too early.
And how the railway's finest hour would come in the face of their most deadly challenge.
Yes, I'm apologising there. I stopped that far too early.
Betsy found that one.
Betsy's like, yeah, whatever.
I've got my different back. Trousers, no, and I'm regretting that now.
How is everyone over there? Who's wettest?
Might be.
Who's wettest? The wettest?
I've got you here.
I don't know. It's a tricky one to tell at the moment.
I think probably Chris.
You can't really tell with my
bit of a draw.
Well,
you're quite wiped dry, aren't you, in that sense? Yeah.
I wore leather trousers for
a reason.
Should have
worn my leather outfit.
Spin me. Spin him, please. It's in Only the Young on Innuendo Bingo. I got so many tweets about this next one. Wait. It's the return of Bake Off on BBC One last night. And Mel Mel Gedreich is already getting closer than she should to the contestants. Water, here we go.
It's going to be covered in chocolate. And maybe if I have time, I'll pipe some little flowers and maybe some animals.
Animals? We have had no animals yet.
I can't wait to romp in your forest.
Loads of you emailed that one in. Thank you. And remember, if you spot a bingo, please send it in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we will find it.
That was really good.
Good old Mel.
I can't wait to romp in your forest, Ian.
There were others, but we've got so many weeks of Bake Off. You know it'll make a return to Inu and a Bingo.
I love Bake Off.
It's good, isn't
it? Such a good program.
Spin me.
Spin him.
Spin him.
You spin me right round.
Baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round.
I'm watching in the Wirral. It's hilarious, says Vicky. Matthew and Workington is playing along today as well with Bingo. All right. Can we have some more water in our mouths, please? Next, we're going over to the house doctor on Channel 5. Now, the house doctor's inspecting this couple's house, and she loves it. They've completely redecorated the house. And here's how.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me more yellow. I don't believe it. Finally, I have something to look at. This is a fabulous room.
Oh, you actually like this room, then?
You shot your entire wad in one room.
They spent all the money on the front room. Just on the one room.
You shot your entire wad in one room, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made me laugh as well.
And spin him, please.
Spin.
Okay, and now take the water in your mouths as we go over to BBC Breakfast. And Louise Minchin and Bill Turnbull are talking about this awful weather, which is supposed to be summer. Now, Louise really struggled to get into the studio because of the bad weather. It was that really bad. But Bill seems impressed.
I cycled in rain, I ran through puddles, like many of you will have done.
You fall off, didn't you?
And I fell off, but that's fine.
But she's coming like a trooper.
Louise has come in to work like a trooper, of course.
I choked on the water.
Louise mentioned there.
Come in like a trooper.
And now...
That was so good.
I always have to hold the cup behind my back because I'm worried that everyone's spitting in the water.
Yeah, you don't want second hand. That's bad. Okay, we've got one more for you guys. Spin the chair for the last time.
Just keep spinning while you hear it.
Hey, should we do that?
Spin it. Yeah. Now it's... Are you having a conversation with yourselves? Yeah. Hello, Chris? On the radio as well.
Got some water, Betsy? You got some water?
Barbecue Champ now on ITV. Now, this contestant has cooked up a right feast on his barbecue. Stop the chair. But that's not the most exciting part for this contestant. He's really looking forward to meeting Adam Richman. And here's why.
We've got brown sugar, we've got honey, we've got Guinness.
Guinness?
Onion.
Did you share? Can you share?
Definitely.
All right, excellent.
What I'm most excited about in this competition is Adam tasting my sauce.
Yes, it's a free-for-all now. That was only the young innuendo bingo, and I think it was wetter than the last one.
What I'm most excited about in this competition is Adam tasting my sauce.
Who wouldn't be? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Good game. If you didn't catch the video, we will get it up for you later on the Radio 1 iPlayer. That was Only the Young on Bingo. Give yourselves a big...
I think he was saying hello to my dad because he's in Mallorca and he told me that he's listening from the hotel. So.
Hi, Dad in Mallorca. Hi, Charlie's dad.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, me and Chris have been chatting about this for a couple of weeks and I think it's going to happen. Coming to a student union near you soon. We've decided to go out on the road and do some DJ gigs together. I mean, don't get me wrong, listeners. Both of us were getting some gigs as separate items. But I think sometimes it's nice to club together because then you get the experience of what happens on the show.
It's kind of trying to be a bit more
like Swedish House Mafia.
Yes, that's a lovely comparison.
With
actually.
One missing.
No, that's a lovely comparison.
We're like Budget, Axwell and Ingrosso. That's what we are.
A bit like when McBusted happened, you know, McFly and Busted, both doing incredibly well on their own.
I know, and for the first time for either of those bands, they sold out arenas.
Yes.
Never happened with McFly.
Yes.
And didn't happen that much with Busted. So I am thinking that for these gigs, we're just going to try it out as an experiment over the summer to see if people like it. And we're playing quite a few student unions for their freshers' balls and that in summer.
Mm.
I decided that we need a tour name because you can't just be like Scott Mills, Chris Stark. You need to put a name on it. And I was looking while I was on holiday through all the great names that pop stars have on their tour. So you've got like, one of my favourites was Take the Crown, Robbie Williams. It sounds epic. On the Road Again. That was One Direction. It's the current tour.
That's great, that is.
This is it. Michael Jackson.
I got confused a bit with this because I used to DJ a lot of student nights that were, they kind of had names of their own. So for example, and this is where it went different. You're talking about, say, an epic tour name.
Yeah, like the Mrs. Carter World Tour.
Yeah, you see, whereas I used to say DJ a Friday night called Kinky
Flirt
at the uni.
Yeah.
And that's not what we were going for with
I'm
this.
Saying that we need a name. We're putting a name to the tour because it might not happen again.
Mm.
It could be the Farewell Tour.
And this would be good for the DVD sales of the of the tour as well.
So while I was on holiday last week, do you remember I called you from Greece?
Yes.
And I spoke to you for quite a while on the phone and I was like, look, mate, we need a tour name. And you suggested, as you always do, that you wanted to get some T-shirts made.
Absolutely.
To chuck out to the crowd. Now, I can't remember a time when Swedish House Mafia chucked out T-shirts.
No, but it's awesome. You are willing to fund that. The thing is, I'm the brains, you're the money behind this operation.
Right. So I said that I wanted the tour to be called, and I thought this was a good name, to be called Scott and Chris No Holds Barred.
Yeah. Epic.
Which is a phrase, and it sounds big, No Holds Barred.
Absolutely.
And that, I've looked it up, that means like, you know, without restrictions or limits.
I think it sounds exciting.
Mm. Now, you've had one of these T-shirts made just to, so we can see what the design is like. Now, tell me what it says on that, Chris.
No Holds Barred.
So you had one job and you've spelt it wrong.
No Holds Barred.
It's hold. That's what I was saying to you on the phone.
No Holds Barred.
H-O-L-D-S. No Holds
yes.
Barred.
Yes, look
how
at
does,
it.
How does yours spell?
H-O-L-E-S.
Wrong.
Where? Yours,
that's No Holds Barred.
It's not
Barred.
A W. What do you mean?
It's Holds. H-O-L-D-S. With a D in it. Not holes, as in a hole.
Ah.
So you've got it wrong.
Yes.
How many have you ordered of these?
That's fine. That can be dealt with. Okay. So right, I see.
So now we potentially have to call the tour Scott and Chris No Holds Barred.
Ah, I see what you're saying now.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay, no, I understand that. So what? Okay, fine. So can I not just scribble it out? Or
how many of you have made?
Just a few.
I said 500.
No. So okay, fine. Well, that's okay. But that's not a huge problem, is it?
It is a problem. Oh, hi. Hi, is that Bath University? Yeah, we've got a tour. It's called No Holds Barred.
No.
It's holds, not holes.
Yeah.
It's a massive error.
Fine.
We need a new name.
Fine.
For the tour.
Fine.
Something epic. Because we can't call it that.
But that's only...
Anyone
that's,
got any suggestions, please? We've got to have this sorted by the end of the week.
That's not a massive drama. That's a song. The Scott Mills
Daily. So, last night I found this website. And
okay.
It says, no, it's fine. No, that's fine. It wasn't that late. And a friend told me about it. And it's got all the lyrics for like pretty much every song ever. But there's forums on this website where people explain what they think the song means, what the meaning of the song is. So, for instance, let's take as an example, What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. So the song lyrics are on the website, and then below you see everyone's comments on what their interpretation of the song is.
Oh, yeah, because no, that makes sense, because a lot of song lyrics are just nonsense,
yeah.
Or it seems that way.
It's good, actually, because sometimes I hear a song and I'm like, what does that mean? And now I can go on this website and find out what people think it actually means and what, you know, the true meaning behind the song. So for What Makes You Beautiful, this is what someone's written. Beauty is not just on the outside. While yes, she might be pretty on the outside, the fact is she's nice and modest on the inside is what makes her really stand out. That's also the reason why he's probably so attracted to her.
I particularly like the voice you're using for that.
I'm being a 14-year-old girl.
So, and these are just anyone. Can anyone chip in with their opinions?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone can say what they think is the meaning of the song. Shall I continue?
Yeah, go on then.
Most people who think they're beautiful or pretty are obnoxious and cocky about it. You know those people who act better than everyone but are cruel and heartless on the inside. They may have model faces, but no one wants them because they're an idiot. Plus, when you like someone, truly like them, you see them in a way most people don't. So their beauty is unique to the person that loves them.
Aww.
You get it?
I get it. So
that's the meaning of what makes you beautiful.
Is it just one of these websites which is just for One Direction songs as well? Because everyone overanalyzes One Direction.
No, there's pretty much every song on there.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
There's a game in this, it feels to me.
Yeah, like the meaning of songs game.
Yeah, like we could get them voiced up, perhaps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we could get the forum things voiced out and we work out what the song is.
We could just get someone from the office in here to kind of read them out.
Yes.
And then we can all, including all of the lovely listeners, millions of them, more than last time as well. That's quite good.
Good.
As announced
today. Yeah, no, good news.
Thanks for listening more.
It feels like a game is a brewing.
I think so. Let's try and do it after 5 seconds of summer. So we'll get some of these lyric... And lyrics and what they mean from this website, and then we all guess the song together. Mm. We'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right. So we found this website. My mate mentioned it to me last night, and it's got song meanings on it. It's got the lyrics of loads of songs, loads of pop songs, and then below, loads of people write what they think the meaning of the song is.
It's a good idea.
Quite useful.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Quite useful if you hear a song, you're like, I like it, but what does it actually mean? So we just gave you the example of One Direction, what makes you beautiful. We've got someone from the office who's going to read out another one that neither of us have seen, and we try and guess what it is. So these are the comments of someone, we don't know who, and they've just given their interpretation of what they think this song is about. And we all try and guess the song. Text in your suggestions to 81199. Just trying to pass the time for you, yeah, on a Thursday afternoon?
Nearly the weekend.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, so... here's your first clue. What song are they talking about? This is what that person thinks this song means.
This is about a guy who apparently has a lot of attitude and ego, and he doesn't care for the singer at first.
Okay, so he's got a massive ego, he's got all the attitudes, doesn't care for the singer.
Doesn't care for the singer.
It could be any rap song or R&B.
Yeah. I don't know why Tiny Temper's the first person that comes to my head with this.
What, big ego?
He's been, like, not in real life, but he's one of those that on stage he's kind of like, he's got quite a big ego, hasn't he?
Okay. I'm not sure this clue's enough to go on.
There is, of course, the classic song by the Saturdays, Ego.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You need to have a word with your ego, that
one.
You need
to have a little sit down with your ego.
Sit down, that's good, that, isn't it?
Have you ever said that to anyone?
You need to have a sit down with your ego, mate. It's a great line, isn't it? What a fine piece of pop music that is.
So what are we thinking? Some kind of like rap song.
Shall we go for Ego yeah. by the Saturdays?
Let's start there.
Okay, let's move on. Next clue. What's the song here?
The fact that this guy doesn't care for her makes her like him more, and she feels a bit low towards herself. Because everyone knows when we don't get attention from someone we give so much attention to, we all feel a bit lowered.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, it's tricky this game because it's I'm listening to what they're saying and kind of it's like a lesson in itself, let alone us trying to work out who sings this. It did give us a massive clue though. It did say she.
Yeah, so that's a female singer, and it's a girl who likes this boy, but the boy's a bit of an idiot, and yeah, he doesn't make her feel great.
But that is kind of what most songs are about.
Yeah, that's like every song ever.
So
we have no guesses coming in at the moment on 81199. See, if it was from a boy's perspective, I would say it would be Jealous by Nick Jonas, but it's not that, is it? Because it's a girl.
I'm getting a few. Eminem and Rihanna could have been that.
What, Love the Way You Lie?
Yeah, that's kind of works, I think.
Or The Monster. I can't see any. Oh, I got some. Blurred Lines.
Could be Ellie Goulding thinking about it. Like, it's a girl who likes a guy who's a bit of a salad.
I think we need another clue.
She describes the guy by saying how heartless he is. and how every girl he has hooked up with will be nothing in his eyes but just a companion. Then she finally realises that he doesn't really have anything called a heart and that he could never love anyone.
Oh, this is angry. So it's an angry song. Rita Ora, Poison, someone says.
Who's angry? Lana Del Doom? Could it be her?
She's not angry. She's kind of like boring.
Who else?
What about, what's that one about being, it's quite a sarcastic song about being a cheater by Rihanna. Take a Bow.
I'll Take a Bow.
That was your, the song that you, was the soundtrack to your A-levels.
Yeah. Wait, no, it was my last day of uni. It was when I was getting my degree results. I played that. I didn't realise, in fact, I didn't realise the meaning of the song. I thought it was just like things coming to an end.
No, it's sarcastic. It's about take a bow, well done you, yeah. You're an idiot.
But this is why this website's good, you know, it helps you find out the true meaning. Well, it sounds like it could be someone who's angry at an ex.
It's an angry ex.
So, Adele?
Yeah, we need one more clue. Okay.
She finds herself lucky because she knows how to love. And she has realised that there was something in her mind that said, don't go to him, he's trouble.
Oh, I think that's a massive clue there, everyone.
What's the big clue?
Don't go to him, he's trouble.
I'm still not getting it myself, Mills. What do you mean?
So it's about a guy who's got a lot of attitude and ego. The guy doesn't care for her, makes her like him more. He's a bit of an idiot. She's angry. And there's something in her mind that says, don't go to him. He's trouble.
Stooshy?
No, it's... Trouble, Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course, it's her. It's her.
I like this game. I really, really, really like you. It's one of the suggestions. A lot of people saying Trouble by Taylor Swift or Bad Blood. Quite enjoyed that game. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow on The Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw, find out what happened when Grimmy arranged for Tom Daly to do an hour's shift working behind the main reception desk in the foyer here at this massive BBC building. Do you know, I saw Tom right after they made him do this and he was literally shaking with stress.
Really?
Because he was doing all the very important jobs, for real. He was taking phone calls, he was sorting out passes for people to get into the building, he was greeting some VIP guests. And what the great thing is you see loads of people walk into work, you know, kind of like head down, and then they see, like, out of the corner of their eye, they see Tom Daly on reception, like, all dressed up with a tie and everything, and they're like, huh? And look again.
That's interesting, that, because I was walking through the reception the other day and I saw a girl there. I was like, surely not. And I could have sworn it was Pixie Lott working behind reception, right? And but my point is...
To be honest, like, it might be.
What they've done with Tom Daly here does make me think that you, you're never going to be able to look at people the same way. You know, you look behind the reception and you go, actually, it could be.
I don't think it was Pixie
Lott. No, I don't think it was.
Anyway, it definitely was Tom Daly. It was 8:30 in the morning as well, so like the busiest time of day. Guests arriving for Radio 1, Radio 4, the BBC News. And if that wasn't stressful enough, then Grimmy arranged for a celebrity caller to phone the BBC to see if Tom Daly could work the phone system in the reception. It turns out that that's quite complicated to put someone through. Here are some of poor Tom's really stressy noises that he was making.
Right, okay, let me just see if I can do that for you. Sorry, I am still here. I'm just trying to, like, buzz you through. Let me try and... Okay, let me just put you on hold. Yeah, the phone is working. I'm just trying to... I'm obviously, this is my first day. I'm a trainee, so it's, okay, yeah, she's definitely gone.
Oh, stress. So you can hear that phone call in full and find out who the mystery caller was that Grimmy tried to put through tomorrow on The Breakfast Show at 8 o'clock. And also, there's a video which you need to see, including all the brilliant, confused faces of people walking past going, huh? Why is Tom Daly on reception? That's going to be on BBC iPlayer tomorrow morning at the same time. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily. Had a match in on my
own. She'll be coming round. Oh, this is your fault.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
It's not.
You've mentioned it.
Yes, but I neither made She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain when she comes or the new one from Jess Glynn, so not my fault.
I wonder if Jess has heard your comparison yet. No, I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
No, do you know what? It's actually, I could blame someone else who first made it clear that there were similarities between the two songs. But no, I'll shoulder the blame for now.
That was Jess Glynn, and don't be so hard on yourself. So Bake Off was full of innuendo last night, wasn't it?
Yes, like it's good to have it back on, though.
It is, but Okay, I'm not sure that I am excited.
The thing is, you don't watch it the same way I do.
Well, how do you watch it?
And it's strange, because a show like that, on paper, shouldn't be my kind of thing, but I think it's like the event of watching it. I think it's because everyone else seems to be watching it. I find myself looking for little mistakes on it, or I find myself, I don't know, how can I explain this best? I watch it
to be part of a team, to be part of something like a national thing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do the same, like, yeah, there's lots
it's
of
become a national event.
There's lots of people who watch it and play games along to it.
Yeah, there is.
And I kind of do it. I watch the show, but I'm kind of watching the show, but I'm also looking at Twitter to see what people are saying about it.
Oh, right.
As well.
So it's a tweet-along thing as well.
I think
like
so.
Strictly an X Factor and all that. Okay, and I'm a celeb. Made for Twitter. But it's just a show about cakes. I just don't quite get it yet. But I'm going to religiously watch every single one this year, and I bet you by the end I'll be into it.
Yeah.
Just at the moment, I've never really given myself a chance to get into it, you know? But I'm going to try.
I think you will. And I feel
I'm missing out otherwise.
Well, we should do one night together, watch it together, have a couple of drinks.
Yes. Next week, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for 2 weeks. Grimmy's off. I can tell you that to start the week, on Monday, we have a massive pop star that we're talking to. Like, massive. That's on Monday, followed up by another massive, massive film star. And then the following week, the second week we're on Breakfast, another huge Hollywood A-list film star. Starting on Monday morning at 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we're back on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh no, Gemma in Derby's crying. She's crying.
Totes mosh.
Roxy in Essex is saying this is totes mosh.
Sorry, no, it's just the face you were pulling at me there, Mills. It's like, did you kind of get lost in the moment there?
A little bit, yeah. That's Macklemore and Ed Sheeran with Growing Up on BBC Radio 1. Getting a lot of comments. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hi, and good afternoon to you. You all right?
Good afternoon to you.
You okay?
Nice to see you both sober.
Nice to see you sober for a change. what's coming up today on your show, please?
Today on the show, we have film reviews with Rihanna.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. And we also, at 5:10 today, we are going to find out what happened at the tiny Ibiza weekend with the tiny celebrities who were actually there at tiny Ushuaia. And that will include tiny Taylor Swift, tiny Calvin Harris, tiny David Guetta, tiny Danny Howard. So that'll be at 5:10 today.
Danny Howard's already tiny.
Tiny Danny Howard, sorry.
Okay, that's 5:10.
And then we have the summer mix at 6.
Of course. Now we're playing Real or No Real.
The cutlery in Gordon Ramsay's kitchen was originally used for a pre-match meal by England's 1966 World Cup winning team.
Why would you have that cutlery still?
I just don't think Gordon Ramsay would have second-hand cutlery, do you? Like, you'd think he would...
He'd have his own range.
He'd have his own thing going on.
They've all got their own range, haven't
they? Yeah, but you're forgetting that Gordon Ramsay was a professional football player. Or his dad... Hang on, his dad was.
But
I don't know,
not
what am I talking
for
about?
England, I don't think.
No, he played for a Scottish team. Hang on, but he was really good, or his dad played.
No, he did, you're right. Gordon Ramsay did play football, and then he hurt his leg, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then he got into chefing...
It's got in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do though, isn't it? You hurt yourself, get in the kitchen.
Do you remember when he did that charity match and he did an awful tackle on someone? He really went for their legs.
Oh, I remember
it was
that.
Really horrific.
Yeah.
So everyone
that was
just
Boris Johnson, wasn't it? That tackle.
I don't know.
There's an amazing, definitely a Boris Johnson amazing tackle from a charity football match. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's awesome.
Okay, so
did he play for Rangers or something, I think.
Yeah, he played at a really good level.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gordon Ramsay, he has the cutlery as used in a pre-match meal by England's 1966 World Cup winning team.
I think so.
That would probably be worth quite a lot of money.
Mm. But it'll be long-lasting, it'll be silver. Mm. That'll be proper. I think this is definitely some stuff that he bought at an auction or something.
Yeah, I like the idea really of them cool. all. I like them all, the idea of them all to sat down before like, a proper dinner, like lads, yes. We can win this. Real or no real?
Sit down dinner before football.
I wonder what they ate. Oh no, it's a good point.
Would have been bully beef and some powdered egg.
That's old food, isn't it?
Scott's favourite.
Powdered egg.
That's what you have for dinner.
Protein.
Powdered egg.
It is, yeah.
Beef.
You're well into your protein.
Not
do you
powdered
get powdered egg delivered to you?
No, it's not the war.
Ration packs.
No, it's not a ration book. Real or no real, please.
Real or no real, you had a ration book.
No, real or no real. He's so rude.
This is real, I think.
I'm not even that much older than you.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what? For all that?
You bunch of idiots. Gordon does have a total of 25 restaurants globally and 7 Michelin stars, but no cutlery.
None.
Not where he's got cutlery, but not from the 1966 England squad. Next.
The ball-by-ball scores of the Australian cricket team this morning can all fit in one tweet.
Well, they might as well be Arabic, so I'll let you two tackle that
one. What it's saying is every ball that the Aussies faced this morning, whether they got, say, one run...
Yeah.
Or so maybe even 2 runs at times.
Have you ever scored a cricket match, Scott?
No.
Okay.
What do you take me for?
I don't know. I just thought you might have, man of the world like you, thought you might have scored a match in your time.
Sadly not, Greg, no.
Well, what you do, whenever there's a ball, it is logged somewhere. So if you get no runs off it, 1, 2, 3, 4, wicket, whatever, it's all logged somewhere.
Okay.
So however many balls are in that innings today. Amazing, by the way, Australia being bowled out for 60. So I think that's probably, there weren't that many deliveries today. What was it? Hour and a bit? Hour and 20 minutes? I reckon that probably would fit in 140
characters.
140 characters. I think this is probably real.
It's close, isn't it? Yes. I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes. Not including extras. They were bowled out in 111 balls, which fits in a tweet with some spare.
Oh, wow.
She's got 140.
That's for the smiley face.
And a lol.
And a thumb up.
Lots of W's. Do you know what that means? Wickets.
Oh. Next.
A motorist in Yorkshire was pulled over by police whilst taking a sheep to a fast food restaurant's drive-thru.
We've all done it.
Cheap bait.
Hate when that happens.
Where'd you take it?
Take your order, please.
Where's he going? Which one? What would he pick?
So it's a man in Yorkshire. A motorist who was pulled over by the police... because he did have a sheep in the car and was going up to the first window and paying at the third window in the fast food drive-through restaurant.
Was he trying to sell it to the restaurant?
I don't know.
So why were the police interfering? Because to me, I can't see what he's done wrong now. I know it's weird, but he's just taken him out for a little...
Surely it's the same as having your dog in the car.
Yeah, or anything.
Fair play to him, I say.
I don't know why you'd be apprehended by the police for that.
It's interesting they've got involved in it. I mean, imagine it's suspicious. I mean, it is slightly suspicious. but I don't know what rule he's breaking.
That little discussion then could have come from the bill. It's certainly suspicious, yeah, I'll give you that, but I'm not sure it's worth investigating, officer.
Just a guy with a sheep in a car. Can we all just calm down?
Leave him alone.
Do some work.
Everyone just leave this guy alone. He's
also,
obviously...
the sheep might not have been eating at the fast food restaurant.
No, we don't
know
that.
What might have been happening is just he was picking up some food. He's dropping the sheep somewhere else in another field or something.
Taking him home.
And the guy who's driving the car has gone, you know what, I'm a bit hungry. I'll pop in for some food myself.
Mm. Yeah, that's the misleading thing about that question.
And we don't even know what the fast food restaurant was. It might have been Burger King.
Or Old McDonald's.
Or Moo Donald's.
Old McDonald's Farmer.
Or, McDonald's Farm thing. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Real or no real?
Or KF Moo. No, that doesn't work at all.
Hang on. In what world did sheep go moo?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, yeah.
He slipped.
You've Sorry. Slept, mate.
It's Thursday.
Get in the sea.
I said moo twice. I was wondering why the Moo Donald's joke didn't go down too well. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I thought
God.
This is a tough crowd.
How did you get this job?
No, real or no just, real? I just wasn't thinking.
Okay, well, obviously. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
A motorist in York. That's right.
What's going on?
Shut up. Hang on.
That one is real.
Yes, it's real. So he told officers, here we are, I told you, some people take dogs in their car. I just bought my sheep. There's no harm in it. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Hey FC would have worked, actually.
Hey FC.
Don't try and bring it back now.
I got 10, Greg got 20.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 for the last one of the week.